Our gospel lesson for this morning comes from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. We read, "Then Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum. On the next Sabbath day, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. They were amazed at his teachings because he was teaching them as one who has authority and not as the experts in the law. Just then, there was a man with an unclean spirit in their synagogue. It cried out, 'What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' Jesus rebuked the spirit, saying, 'Be quiet, come out of him.' The unclean spirit threw the man into convulsions, and after crying out with a loud voice, it came out of him. Everyone was so amazed that they began to discuss this with each other. They said, 'What is this? A new teaching with authority? He even commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him.' News about him spread quickly through all the regions of Galilee." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus our attention for a few brief moments this morning on that gospel lesson from Mark chapter 1. I'll just read verse 27 again. "Everyone was so amazed that they began to discuss this with each other. They said, 'What is this? A new teaching with authority? He even commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him.'" This is the word of our God, and so we pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, we love to be in control of things, don't we? We don't like to be told what to do, what to think, where to go, what to say. We like to have command of that ourselves. We want to have the authority to do what we want, to think what we want, to say what we want. Sometimes we even pretend to have authority over things that we really have no control over at all. Like when the weather turns bad, we pretend like we can control that. Or when a snow day happens, we think, "Oh, that wasn't the right call. We should be in school." Or when a snow day doesn't happen, "Wow, we shouldn't be at school today. We should be at home." We like to control those things, even that we really don't have control of. Well, when it's a matter that's not so significant as the weather, not such a big deal. But there are many things that we are completely out of control with regard to, and some of them are quite significant. Sometimes we like to think that we're in control of the devil, that we have authority over him, that we have the power to control him in our lives. What a sad mistake that is, because we quickly figure out that we don't have power over him. He's far more powerful, far much stronger than we ever could be. You see that in our gospel lesson for today. Look how that evil spirit controlled that man, threw him into convulsions, shrieked. That man wasn't in control. The evil spirit had full control over him. That's the way it is with Satan in our lives too, when left to ourselves. We like to think that we're in control, but the truth is, the devil finds an all too willing ally inside of us, that is our sinful flesh, that doesn't like to be controlled by God. Well, we don't have control over these things. There is one who does have that control, that authority, that power, even over the demons, even over Satan himself. When we confess and we pray in the Lord's Prayer, that doxology, that conclusion, "Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever," we recognize who it is that has all power and authority. Well, those words of the doxology likely aren't words that Jesus himself taught us to pray when he taught us that Lord's Prayer. They certainly express the wonderful truth that all the people who witnessed what Jesus did that day said about him. With authority, a prophet, a teaching, a miracle. We've never seen anything like this. That's what we say about our God and His Son, Jesus Christ. When we rightly confess, "Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever," yes, Jesus has that authority. Look at the rule He has over all things. Even the demons obey Him. Look at the power He has, even just in His words. And people recognized that. Look at the glory that was His. The prophet who came with authority, as Moses had predicted, the one who would come to speak the wonderful gospel. Yes, we see that prophet coming with all authority in Jesus Christ. We hear His teaching proclaimed with the power to change hearts. And we see His miracle. His miracle of driving out Satan and his demons in overcoming this man with an evil spirit. Yes, Jesus has shown that authority in our lives too. As He drives Satan out of our hearts, something that we could never do, never accomplish on our own, with our own authority, our own power. And in fact, that's why you're here today. Not just to see a wonderful choir with incredibly talented singers and performers. You came to see a prophet with authority. Not just to hear beautiful harmonies, but to hear those beautiful harmonies presenting the authoritative gospel of Jesus Christ, as the apostle spoke about these words that the choir proclaims when he calls that gospel the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. Yes, this is the authoritative gospel message, the teaching that Jesus came to proclaim, the very teaching that this choir proclaims. And you've come not to just observe young men and women motivated by the gospel in fancy new robes. You've come to see and witness this miracle of bringing to faith and strengthening in the faith in that very word of God that this teacher comes to proclaim. What a miracle is performed here today. Yes, even again today, with authority. But still, at times, our sinful hearts like to deny that authority that even Jesus has for us. We want to claim, "No, He doesn't control me." We want to say, "I won't be mastered by anyone." Of course, that's our flesh talking. And this sin is living in our hearts too, trying to resist not just the authority of Satan, but trying to resist even the authority of God Himself. But look how futile that resistance is in our gospel. Jesus commands, "Be quiet, come out of him." And look at the resistance, violently shaking the demon-possessed man, a shriek, hardly quiet, as Jesus commanded. Nevertheless, despite every attempt to resist the rigid opposition of the authority of our Epiphany Christ, Satan and his demons are no match for our Savior's authority. The same is true of our flesh. When he commands, our flesh cries out, "No, I won't," with shrieks, and throws us into violent fits of sin, of thoughts and actions, shrieking with words of denial, resistance, terror at the sight of God. But Jesus' authority is greater. It's unmatched. We have never seen, we have never heard, we have never experienced anything, anyone, with greater authority than this Jesus. So we're right to give Him the kingdom and the power and the glory. We are right to acknowledge His power. We are right to ascribe Him all glory for working these profound miracles through this profound teaching from this authoritative prophet for us. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.